The Bloomington Plan Commission voiced its support last night for temporary changes to the city's Unified Development Ordinance that would limit downtown development. Proposed amendments would change parameters for what's termed as by-right developments. By-right projects are those that adhere to current zoning code and therefore don't require Plan Commission review. According to Commission meeting documents, the proposed changes are based on a community-wide belief that the existing comprehensive plan and unified development ordinance don't do enough to preserve the integrity, uniqueness, and diversity of downtown neighborhoods. Planning Director Terry Porter said the changes are not intended to be permanent, but only to cover the time it takes the city to finish updating its comprehensive plan and the unified development ordinance.
The development review process is not changed. The change is that projects that may have been able to be built by right will be required to come through the Planning and Transportation Department and the Plan Commission for further discussion. As it stands, it's possible to build a four-story building by right.
Development Services Manager James Roach spoke to the amendment's specific changes in height, density, and massing of downtown developments. According to Roach, the maximum height of new projects is to be reduced by 10 feet. The maximum density will be halved.
The downtown core overlay currently is at 60 units per acre, and that would be cut in half to 30 units an acre.
The exception is the downtown tech park. Its maximum density will remain at 15 units per acre. Roach also described a change to be allowed mass of buildings.
A phenomenon we've seen is designers, architects looking at, they create a module of the maximum width permitted and then create a very narrow zone for balconies that's only 8-10 feet wide and then bump the building back out to the same depth from the previous module. So this change would create a minimum module width. So for example, in the downtown core overlay, you could have a section of a building built right at the street line of 65 feet and then have to break it up into another module, push it back away from the street a little bit to give some ins and outs of the building. But that new section has to be at least 25 feet wide. Currently, we have the maximum. Our proposal is also to add in a minimum, and it varies by overlay. It's either 20 or 25 feet to give a real good, solid break in buildings.
Planning Director Terry Porter says the amendment also encourages the Plan Commission to weigh additional considerations when deciding whether to approve projects that don't meet existing standards.
The Plan Commission is encouraged to consider projects that include a high degree of best practice, sustainable development design features, that are unique designs which are not incompatible with their surroundings, and that contribute to the diversification of downtown housing and or contribute to addressing the community's affordable housing challenge.
Commission member Isabel Piedmont Smith notes the changes shouldn't be a shock to the business community and cites feedback citizens give her.
The buildings downtown are too tall, they're too monolithic, they're too student-centric. Downtown is just a student neighborhood and people aren't interested and don't feel like they are included and so aren't interested in coming downtown as much because of that. So really I'm reacting to what I've been hearing for years.
Commission member Heather Maritano said constituents tell her they want a quality of development that isn't being produced.
I'm not hearing a moratorium. I am hearing a delay. I am hearing a process that we're asking all of us in our community to be more accountable and intentional, to look more creatively at building and location and place and what it means to create a community. That is a very complicated process. And the longer we delay and continue with practices that people indicate in our community that they don't want, the bigger the problem becomes.
And Commission member Brad Weisler was the only member to vote against the ordinance changes, which he says will actually work against creating affordable housing.
First of all, it's going to slow development. Even if every single project that's in the pipeline continues to go forward, they're going to move forward more slowly. I mean, just by the very nature of it, right? The staff is already going to be overwhelmed. Things are just going to take longer. And what that means is that we're going to lose ground in our fight to keep up with demand.
Weisler says the extended process will add costs to new projects, which will get passed on to customers. And he projects that new development will move outside the city limits. Board of Realtors President Jeff Golden complained that the public was not given enough time to review or comment on the proposed ordinance change. Golden also said the amendment language is too vague and complained about having to consult with planning department on projects.
How much would a developer be forced to spend on site plans, architectural renderings, and infrastructure plans in order for the planning department to be able to determine if it would meet a high degree of best practice? A developer weighs the risk of investment with the hope that a profitable project will result. How could a developer weigh the risk or cost of numerous design changes on a property that they may or may not yet control with no idea what the standard is?
Attorney Mike Carman also spoke against the changes, saying the result will be a multitude of one-story buildings. As for creating affordable housing downtown, Carman says it's a community issue that a select few are being asked to bear responsibility for.
Mr. Lewis through City View Development, Mary Friedman through Omega Properties, the Hoffmans through HMAC, you're asking a few people, a handful of people, to pay all the price to solve what you call a housing crisis problem. And to me, that's just wrong. If it's a community problem, it ought to be a community bill payer. And what we're doing is we're doing it on the backs of a handful of people who have the audacity to build mixed-use buildings downtown. And I would hope that that's going to change, and it needs to change soon. It just does not seem right.
In an email to the planning department, local realtor Ryan Shady says officials are setting regressive policies in reaction to, quote, a vocal minority of people who don't want the city to grow. Shady further states that by passing the amendment, the city will be shooting itself in the foot with, quote, a millennial generation who want to live and work in an urban, dense environment. In the same meeting, the Plan Commission approved a downtown mixed-use development by Omega Properties that includes 4 units of affordable housing and $25,000 contribution to the city's affordable housing fund. Speaking on behalf of the developer, architect Mike Cornett said Omega Properties is demonstrating its commitment to the direction the city is taking downtown.
So we've heard loud and clear what the current administration and the future of downtown planning and architecture hold for us. And we're you know, very interested in moving that discussion forward.
The Bloomington City Council is scheduled to hear the proposed ordinance changes in its work session tomorrow night. It will take a final vote in a later session. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Don Guerra.
And I'm Erin Wagermiller.